But can we bypass the national board and give make recommendations to the national election supervisor, or are we to report, like most committees, directly only to the national board?
We can give advice to the national election supervisor as a committee or as individuals, and he is free to ignore that advice.
Right.
Don White on the stack.
Yes,
Mary
Don
Berg on the stack.
Don is recognized regarding the postponement.
Hello?
Don, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I oppose the postponement. The issue in my mind is the tremendous amount of programming that Pacifica does around fair elections, and looking at Ohio and looking at Florida, we talk a lot about how elections are run in the broader society. It seems to me we must hit this head on. We hear a lot of talk about, well, how fund drives are impacted. I've pitched. I know what fund drives are. I've pitched in fund drives and pitching now because I'm a candidate. But I absolutely understand we have to raise money. But also, we have a very, very strong commitment to making sure that democratic processes are met. And I believe that postponing this would weaken the effectiveness. There is a PNB meeting on the 20th of this month, which is not too many days away, if we have to report both to the PNB and to the election supervisor. So I'm going to vote against the postponement and ask people to take this seriously and to move to do all we can to make this election something that Pacifica can be proud of, and to reassure our listeners that we don't just criticize the national and local elections that are corrupt and often illegal, but that we look at our own house and do everything we can to make sure that they're, you know, very, very clearly free of dysfunction.
Point of order is recognized.
I think that the use of the term corrupt is a disservice both to the local election supervisors that we've hired over the years and to the staff who help with the preparation of the list. I think it's fine to say that there are errors or there are problems and they need to be addressed and corrected, and this committee certainly had plenty of time to bring this motion earlier. We frittered away our time dealing with things that weren't even within our purview. But to actually use that term to describe the work of people whom we have no evidence whatsoever have engaged in this behavior is really inappropriate, I think.
A point of personal privilege? Point of personal
privilege. May I have a ruling from the chair?
A point of personal privilege?
First of all, the member previous immediately preceding statement was a valid point of personal privilege, though not raised as such. I will hope that the committee doesn't spend a lot of time on this, but Member White has asked to be recognized for a point of personal privilege, and he has the floor.
I think the member misunderstands. The corruption was directed at national elections in Ohio, in Florida, and so on. We do a lot of programming over the corruption. Now, if the member doesn't think that the Florida and Ohio elections were corrupt, then she's not listening to KPFK. I was saying that because we focus on corruption in the national and state elections and so on, that we must be absolutely sure that ours are clean as a hound's tooth.
The meaning of the member has been clarified. I see no need for further discussion. Let's get back to, I believe Mary wanted to be recognized regarding
yes, I would not favor postponement because in the way that it has now been stated with the amendment that we have, that the NES shall consider the results of the audits in determining what ballots to count, I don't see why we couldn't apply it to this election. We have, I don't know what the time frame is. If it can be done in the time frame between the time the ballots are in and the time they need to be reported. I don't know why we wouldn't apply it to this election, because if one station has had the duplication removed and four have not, and of those four, one of them is postponed 2 weeks in any case, which gives more time. So I see no reason, having listened to the arguments, why we should do, why we could not apply it now. So why should we not go ahead and do it?
Is the committee prepared to vote on this motion to postpone?
Yes.
Then the secretary will read the roll.
Motion to postpone.
And it is a motion to postpone to our next meeting on Sunday, November 19th.
Yeah. All right. Mary Berg says no. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Jane Gatewood?
No.
Terry Goodman?
No.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Melinda Eiley Doan? Melinda? Richard Phelps?
No.
Serene Roberts? Serene? Serene, are you there? I'll come back to Serene. Ted Weisgall?
No.
Don White? Don White? I'll come back to Don White. LaVarne Williams?
No.
No, you said no. Carol Wolf?
No.
Okay, so I go back to Serene. Serene? Are you there? Melinda Eiley Doan, are you there? Melinda? Okay, Serene Roberts, are you can you unmute yourself? Okay. Don White, can you unmute yourself? Okay, in that event, nine no's and zero. Oh, does someone come on to vote?
Well, the vote of the maker would not change the outcome.
Okay.
Information, this is Lauren, point of information. I'm sorry, I stepped away and I just heard the last of the debate, but I wasn't, we said the maker, I'm sorry, who was the maker of this motion?
Serene Roberts.
Okay, thank you. I stepped away, but I did hear the last of the thank you.
Point of personal privilege or something, could the member go back to whatever other phone she was using because we're getting the bell tolling again? And I can't hardly hear her.
I'm sorry, are you speaking
thank
to...
Thank you, this is better.
Oh right.
Thank
sorry.
You.
It's the speakerphone isn't working great today. It must be the overcast skies, but anyway.
It is the overcast.
yes, it is. It was just a point of information that I had stepped away, and I did hear the last of the debate, so I think I voted correctly, but I did want to know who was the maker of this motion.
Serene Roberts.
Oh, thank you.
Richard, my daughter has arrived from out of town, and so I'm going to have dinner with her. So good night, all.
Good night,
Richard.
Point of personal privilege.
Ted is recognized.
I had to leave the call during part of this debate, and I would really like to have the motion restated. I would also like the liberty to say one thing that is not a point of personal privilege, and that is that it seems to me that based on the vote we just had, that this motion is going to pass, and we could restate the motion and go to a vote and move forward. I hope I'm right.
Will the secretary read the declare the results
of the motion to postpone to November? The motion to postpone till November 19th failed.
Don White.
A vote of nine, no.
Okay. Is this vote still in progress?
No, it's finished. It's nine, no.
No, the vote to postpone, the motion to postpone has failed. The motion.
Okay, good. I'm sorry,
on
I dropped
four.
Off. I involuntarily dropped off the call, so I'm sorry I wasn't.
The motion has been stated and motivated. Is there objection to approval of the motion?
I would like to have it reread one last time, and then I'm prepared to vote for it.
Okay. Serene
would like to be on the panel.
Let me read it in the process. Let me see if I have the language changes correct.
I'm sorry, Terry, did you hear me?
Yes, Serene will be recognized after the motion is stated.
Okay, thanks.
Serene doesn't know that the motion to postpone was defeated unanimously.
Yes, well, because other people weren't on the call. So,
Excuse me, Mary, could you just...
this is the corrected language, the amended language, substitute language as I have it here. Please correct me, will the maker please correct me if I have it wrong. Whereas the four unaudited station member lists have never been audited for improperly included recipients of gift donations labeled as members, and whereas the four member lists have never been corrected for duplicate entries, therefore, it is resolved that the National Election Supervisor shall take steps to effectively audit the four member lists using pledge cards and the electronic database to, in the words of the PNB, quote, verify member database accuracy and compliance with the bylaws, words omitted there, to ensure that the membership roles meet the requirements of the bylaws, unquote. And it is further resolved that the National Election Supervisor shall consider the results of the audits to determine what ballots to count.
In determining.
That's what I have here. I just couldn't read it. But thank you. That's what I wrote. Sorry. Correct language?
Carolyn, reply?
Yes, that was correct.
All right.
Okay, the motion is on the floor. Member Serene is on the stack. Are there others who wish to be on the stack?
Yes. Two points. I reiterate my concern about the timing of this work and the pledge drives at the various stations and the getting out of invoices and so forth, which is a crucial part of the process. In addition, I specifically object to the language which says that they've never been audited. I guess there are two ways to use the term audit, because what is being suggested here is that someone will go through, as Les described the process that they use, someone will go through the list manually looking for these dupes, you know, whether someone is listed as Art or Arthur or Artie, so they're there three times or whatever the case is, and I'm sure that these things do happen, because people identify themselves differently when they call in. So I know that there have been some checks done, certainly at BAI, and I'm assuming simply because of the cost of postage that it is done at other stations to try to eliminate the obvious dupes. So I don't think it's accurate to put in a statement that says there's never really been a review of possible duplicate accounts or duplicate names or whatever the case is. So I think that the motion should reflect what is actually known. This, I don't think, is an informed statement. So I would ask that be removed.
There's a motion to remove. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not actually looking at it, so I can't offer the amendment. Some things I actually do need to look at in order to switch around. So if someone wants to jump in, this would be fine.
The chair will interpret that as a motion to remove the one clause of whereas that refers to lists not being audited.
Never having been.
Yeah, never having
been.
Yeah, it's
not a part of really.
Carolyn on the stack here?
Mary Berg, that could suggest some language.
Well, if there's no objection, Terry would like to speak at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say that I agree with Serene on this point. I will point out that prior reports of the election supervisors have had a section in those reports regarding the auditing of membership lists.
Point of order.
Point of order is recognized.
If the maker of the motion is willing to accept Serene's edit, then apparently we don't have to debate this thing and we can go forward and approve the substance of what is being advanced. But the chair has not asked the maker of the motion if she is willing to accept the amendment as friendly.
What amendment?
There's no such thing as friendly amendments, but the point of order is nonetheless well taken. And so the chair will ask the maker if she will accept the proposed amendment.
Point of order.
Don is recognized.
I'm wondering if both parties would accept never fully audited, because as I recall, our National Election Supervisor...
This is not a point of order.
Well, excuse me very much. I don't want to be interrupted by someone who just made a point of order and motivated, and then he says, I'm not making a point of order. I think we need a fair...
Nevertheless, the member is out of order. I'm sorry.
He may sound more authoritative, but I still have some rights here, I hope.
Point of information, please, Mary Berg.
Ms. Berg is recognized for point of information.
What is
the question?
What is the amendment that's been proposed? I heard
the amendment proposed
that
there's
an objection to that language, but you can't just strike it and have, you can't just get, and whereas the membership lists have, I mean, what do we put there? I think we need some kind of language.
I was trying to help before I was interrupted.
Excuse me?
Excuse you. Yeah.
I had already suggested that I had already tried to be on the stacks with some suggested language. So, I mean, I'm just wanting to know what the language is so that I can write it down here. How would it read?
May I be on the stack, please?
You will be recognized.
Thank you. The point is, in fact, I doubt that the member can tell me when any of these lists have been audited, but nevertheless, I would suggest substituting that the lists were not audited before July 31st as required in the bylaws as a substitute language for duplicate entries. That the lists were not audited before July 31st as required by the bylaws for duplicate entries, therefore...
Okay.
Is that clear, Mary?
That language, Mr. Chair, still a further point of information. Is that language acceptable to the member who objected to the original language?
I'm sorry. I'm driving and I didn't hear the last part. Are we suggesting that the language be modified so that it reads that it's not been audited since date?
Prior to... July 31st, as
required, by the bylaws.
Of 2000. What exactly are the requirements?
I'm
July 31st, 2006? What are we...
No. I'm saying the issue is that it wasn't audited between a particular period and a particular date and a particular date. What are the dates in question? So I don't...
That's not the way the language reads. It simply says that in every year in which there's an election, the list must be audited, must be cleaned, but mailed with an address return correction before July 31st. And my language simply states that since these lists were not audited before July 31st, we can say before July 31st of 2006, as required by the bylaws for duplicate entries, therefore it is.
I think between whatever the last election period was and this election period would be appropriate. Mm-hmm. But to simply say before means any time before, and that is not the case.
I think the correction is dilatory, but I'm not the chair.
You're not the chair. You don't get to say that.
In fact,
that's
the chair is...
a privilege, please.
The member is out of order. The chair is about to rule. Member Roberts' point is well taken enough, because the question was whether the proposed revised language was acceptable to the member proposing an amendment to delete. And the chair will point out that the language requiring annual audits is not in the bylaws. It is probably in a PMB resolution.
Oh, you're correct. That is correct.
Does the maker of the motion wish to amend the language in a manner that would be acceptable to the individual proposing that a section be stricken?
Well, we can just take the language she proposed, perhaps, and that should be acceptable since she proposed it. That's fine.
Can you restate?
Actually, I think, Terry, you stated it for me. And can I also raise another amendment now, or should we let this other one go? I mean, to be completely clear.
Let's address the audit issue first.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, this is the audit issue. I'm looking at the other part of the motion. But, I mean, that requires a point of information, so I'd be happy to deal with this part and then address the other separately, or we can just, you know, be done with it, and I'll just do both, raise both issues.
The maker of the motion is recognized to tell the committee the current language proposed in the section objection to.
I'm sorry, the corrected language that the objector wishes to use, or the language which I originally proposed?
You're being allowed to offer something more acceptable to the committee at this point, including my point regarding bylaws versus a resolution.
Do we have a point of information? Does anyone have the date of that P&B? I do seem to remember it being in the bylaws, but perhaps I am wrong. Does anyone happen to recall or have handy the bylaws list?
It's not in the bylaws.
I've looked through the bylaws and don't find audit relating to election rolls.
You don't? Okay, then it's a P&B.
I'm wondering if your appendix might have this.
No, I don't see it here.
Yeah. Terry?
I think it's, oh, no, it's not. But for what purpose does Member Roberts wish to be recognized?
Well, I'm wondering if, while she looks for whatever it is, if I could raise the other question about the list, about the motion, the motion as originally presented.
I'm sorry. Point of information. I did find it. It's resolution number 25, passed by the PNB in July of 2004.
So, can you recraft your motion to fit the facts as identified?
That the member lists of the four unaudited stations have not been corrected for duplicate entries as requested in an election before July 31st, as requested in an election year by PNB resolution passed July 2nd, 2004. Resolution number 25 in the official list that I have. I don't know if that's a good way to identify it. Item 3 of Resolution 25.
Let's wait for the Secretary to be satisfied with the language.
Well, I have written that the unaudited membership lists have not been corrected for duplicate entries as requested in PNB resolution number 25. Does that put you?
Yes, that's an improvement. Thank you.
But that doesn't address the question of between a date prior to.
Will the Secretary read the beginning of the motion?
Okay. Whereas, well, not. Yeah. Point of information, actually, the objection was only to the clause about duplicate entries, because there is two whereases, and they each have that same language. The first whereas is the four unaudited station member lists have never been audited for improperly included recipients of gift donations labeled as members. And I guess the objection didn't apply to that. Am
correct.
I correct? Okay. So it's only in the second one. And whereas the four member lists have never been corrected, the amendment is that the four member lists have not been corrected for duplicate entries prior to July 31st, as requested in the PNB resolution number 25.
Have not been corrected before?
Well, that's what I have written. It may not be correct.
No, that's correct. I didn't hear the word. The four station member lists have not been corrected.
The four station member lists have not been corrected for duplicate entries prior to July 31st, as requested in PNB Resolution Number 25.
Is there any objection to allowing the maker to amend the motion as stated?
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead.
Okay. I had said that I saw something else that I wanted to change, and in fact, my concern is strong enough that I would ask for the two portions of the motion to be separated. I forgot what the term is we use for that. So I'm going to ask that at any rate. Do we still want to go ahead and vote on this present amendment and do that, or should I wait until we're done with this vote and then raise my request to still separate it, or should we do that now?
If the member making this request doesn't object, I will interpret that as a request that the motion on the floor be handled seriatim, where we go through one clause at a time.
We.
I believe that would meet the member's intent. Is that acceptable?
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks.
And I heard no objection to the maker's proposed amendment to the language to be considered. So can we read the first whereas clause of the motion and consider that?
Whereas. The four unaudited station member lists have never been audited for improperly included recipients of gift donations labeled as members.
Okay, I'd like to speak to that portion.
Serena's recognized.
Okay, I think the language improperly included?
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be stricken. I think we can simply use the language that said have not been formally audited, because there were inquiries. That was part of my point of information. I understand there were inquiries made. And I don't know how else that was determined except by an audit. So to now say that there were no audits seems a little strange to me, which is why perhaps you'd want to clean that up. Perhaps the bringer of the original motion might want to clean that up by using language such as a formal audit as opposed to whatever the inquiries were.
And then did you want to strike the words improperly?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, that they have not been, the list, those four lists have not been formally audited for gift memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still on the record as objecting to this, by the way.
Is there any objection to this proposed amendment?
Yes, there is, actually. I think the language, as it's originally written, is quite clear. Has never been audited. An inquiry is not an audit for improperly included recipients. The point of the motion is improperly included recipients, so there's no point in striking improperly. Gifts, whether they're improper or not, has to be determined by the audit. It's not prejudged. Improperly included recipients of gift donations labeled as members. I think that's perfectly clear, and to change that at all destroys the point of the motion.
Mary Berg, could I suggest some language that might be acceptable to both?
Yes, the stack is Mary and then Serene.
All right. So I would suggest to say that the member station lists have not been formally audited for recipients of gift donations included as members.
Point of information, this is Lauren.
Would that be acceptable?
It works for me.
First, Lavarne.
How much time do we have left on this?
No agenda was approved,
okay.
So there is no limit.
Well, you know, I would like to move to a vote because the member has expressed that she does not agree with this, and we're continuing to wordsmith this, so I would ask that the chair move this to a vote so that we can resolve this now.
Am I on the stack?
A motion to close debate is not in order in committee. Mary just made a proposed amendment to the language. Is there objection to her proposed amendment?
No, I will accept that. If it'll move things forward, I will accept it. If there are going to be more debates, then I won't accept it.
hearing no objection, the language of the first clause has been amended. And so we can proceed to the next clause. The first clause is not adopted.
No.
If we can arrive at language for the entire motion by going seriatim, then if there's no objection, we will vote on the entire amended motion at that
now,
time.
Shall I read what I have for the second whereas clause?
Yes.
And whereas the four station member lists have not been corrected for duplicate entries prior to July 31st, 06, as requested by PNB Resolution Number 25. Therefore, it is.
Okay, is there objection to that language?
Yeah, using the term prior to, even if we lock it down to a specific year, still suggests that it's never happened before. And I don't believe that's accurate. I think language that perhaps something like, you know, whereas the lists have not been corrected for the present election as required by PNB resolution, whatever, is actually far more precise, and it doesn't just issue this blanket thing. And again, we have to use the word formally audited because stations, membership departments do deduping on their own.
Mr. Chair, could I see if I have what the member has suggested? The language, if I understand her, it would say, and whereas the four station member lists have not been corrected for the current election prior to July 31st, as requested by PNB Resolution Number 25.
Is there any objection to the proposed amendment?
I'm sorry, corrected again?
Formally there.
No, there's no formally there. Just have not been corrected.
No, but I'm saying they should
for the
be
current
because
election.
Think...
For the, I'm inserting the words corrected for the current election prior
right.
to.
Okay, and you know I'm going to move on from this after I say this, regardless
that,
of how it goes.
Is that acceptable?
I realize, well, here's my concern. I believe that before submitting the final list to the local election supervisor, that at least some membership departments did some deduping on their own, because they do that generally just to make sure that we're not spending more in postage than we have to. So I think the language has to suggest that maybe not it wasn't done as a result of this committee or as a result of a PNB request or something like that, but not that it simply wasn't done, because we actually don't know that, and I object to putting stuff in motions that we don't know to be true.
Point of information, if a member can cite a station and a date and a time when any station did that list, I would suggest that it would be true. However, that would be putting something in to imply that, in fact, stations had done something when we don't know that they have. So I would change this. Language, the list that Mary has suggested is fine, and this constant nitpicking to wear us down so before a vote, I think is getting
the member's out of order in that last comment.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair?
Who is speaking?
Serene.
Serene, you're recognized?
I just think that in preparing a motion, I don't think I should have to prove negatives, and I don't think people should assert that things weren't done if they don't know, if they haven't made the inquiry. So lacking any information one way or the other, but knowing what stations do as a general process, we should not include language that suggests that people aren't doing it because we don't know that.
That would be an argument against adopting the motion or this section.
No, I said haven't been done for the have not been formally done. That, see, if we use that word, it doesn't say that we know that no membership supervisor, no membership coordinator or department head has done it, period.
Is the member asking for the insertion of the word formally?
Yes, I am, formally. Again.
Mary Bird?
Right. Mary, do you have that in the proposed amendment?
I do, and I would like to ask if the member would like to better to say have formally audited than formally corrected. Formally.
That's fine.
You want to say it like that?
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
Okay.
Mary, will you reread that clause?
Okay. Wait a minute till I scribble. Okay. And whereas the four station member lists have not been formally audited for duplicate entries prior to, formally audited for the current election prior to July 31st, as requested by PNB Resolution Number 25.
Okay.
I left out for duplicate entries, or did I say it? Let me read it again.
You said it, and you'll have another chance before we approve it.
Okay.
Is there any objection to allowing the amendment of this clause as read?
No.
Then let's go to the next clause.
Okay,
are we at the therefores or
before
resolved?
It is resolved that the National Election Supervisor shall take steps to effectively audit the four station membership lists using pledge cards and the electronic database to, in the words of the PNB, quote, verify member database accuracy in compliance with the bylaws to ensure that the membership rolls meet the requirements of the bylaws, unquote. And then there's the further part, but are we doing this whole thing ad seriatim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there any amendments to the language of this clause as read?
It's not an objection, but it's a question. I'm not sure that we need to dictate to him what mechanisms he needs to use in order to do it. We don't necessarily want, I mean, he may have a better way, I don't know. But to say he must use this and he must use that, I think might be, you know, that's sort of his call. It's, if he's done it before, he knows what he needs to use, and if we leave it open, he can do whatever he needs. That's one. And two, he will then issue a directive to general managers that this need to be done, because obviously he's not going to do it himself or have the local election supervisors do it, or is that what's being proposed, having the local election supervisors do the deduping themselves?
Uh-huh. That's what's proposed.
Well, that's his call, really.
Let's try to maintain order. What would be appropriate this time is substitute language before consideration of the entire motion.
Okay, I would ask that we remove the language that says he must use pledge cards and he must use the electronic, did they say database, or what was the term?
Yes, so therefore the language I believe that you would like removed is using pledge cards and the electronic database.
Right, so I would ask that we simply remove that and allow him to work his process. As you know, whatever experience he has had on this indicates he needs to do.
Is the proposed amendment clear to the Secretary?
Yes.
Is there objection to the proposed amendment? Can we proceed to the final clause?
Great. Okay.
Now, Mary?
The final clause. Sorry. That. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Okay. That the National Election Supervisor shall consider the results of these audits in determining what ballots to count. It was the audit, but we're talking about two different audits.
Go ahead and correct it if you want to propose an amendment.
Well, I would propose to say these audits instead of the audit, because there's two kinds here.
Is there any objection to that change?
I would suggest which ballots instead of what?
Is there any objection to that change? And did the Secretary get those changes?
Yes, okay.
Are we prepared to consider the entire motion? Is there further debate on the entire motion? The Secretary will read the motion as amended.
Whereas the four unaudited station membership lists have not been formally audited for recipients of gift donations included as members. And whereas the four station member lists have not been formally audited for duplicate entries prior to 7/31. I missed out for the current election. And whereas the four station membership lists have not been formally audited for the current election for duplicate entries prior to July 31st, as requested in PNB Resolution Number 25, resolved that the National Election Supervisor shall take steps to effectively audit the four station membership lists to, in the words of the PNB, quote, verify member database accuracy and compliance with the bylaws to ensure that the membership rolls meet the requirements of the bylaws. And it is further resolved that the National Election Supervisor shall consider the results of these audits in determining which ballots to count.
May we proceed to a vote?
Is there any objection?
Good point. I expect, but nonetheless, is there objection to adoption of this resolution as stated?
If I wanted to abstain,
is
that considered an objection?
Is that not possible to do, that it's approved? We've done this in
noted,
the
P&D. That's fine.
The offer of the member to abstain is appreciated, but no, that's
point of
not
order.
An objection. There's a point of order.
I would like it.
I think that what the member can do, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is they can send a minority report to the National Election Supervisor and the National Board stating what they disagree with, but an abstention means virtually nothing. They could just vote no and send a minority report.
Mr. Chair?
Would you please rule on whether or not I'm accurate in my statement?
The member is accurate, but I don't believe it was a proper point of order. But individuals are welcome to consider what the member has just said. For what purpose does Mary wish to be recognized?
I was just going to suggest that that's always appropriate, but it would still mean that if the abstention can't be just considered as without an objection except for one abstention, then we just need to proceed to the vote.
Roberts, point of order, Roberts does not have any stipulation in it allowing for abstention.
Well, we have, by our policy and practice is that we have done that. So
well,
the
point of order is not well taken because Roberts does provide for the vote of present and determining the number present and voting, and that constitutes an abstention in that it is neither an aye or a nay.
Mm-hmm.
Point of personal privilege?
A point of personal privilege is recognized.
I'm approaching a tunnel. It'll soon be a moot point that I wish to abstain because I will be off the call. So when you hear the tone next, I am gone.
Oh.
Thank you. Let us proceed to a vote on the motion.
Okay, so I read the roll then.
Yes.
All right. Mary Berg votes yes. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Jane Gatewood? I'll come back to Jane Gatewood. Terry Gooden?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Melinda Eiley Doan? I'll come back to Melinda. Richard Phelps? Oh, he's left the call. Is that correct? Yes, he's gone. Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Okay. Ted Blaisdell.
Yes.
Don White.
Yes.
LaVon Williams.
Yes.
Carol Wolf. Carol Wolf.
Yes.
Okay. Melinda, is Jane Gatewood present? Jane Gatewood, are you present? Would you like to vote? Melinda Eiley Doan, are you still there? Would you like to vote? Okay, not hearing anything. Eight yes and one abstention. So it passed.
Plenty of information.
I'm sorry, can I get in a quick point of personal privilege?
Is it I don't believe it is appropriate to interrupt the count, except if it is relating to the count.
Well, I just finished it. I just reported
so
it.
The result was not announced.
Yeah, eight yes and one abstention.
Okay.
We don't count abstentions. Point of information, do we count abstentions?
Well, it has been the policy and practice to record them. They don't always have to be, but there's no objection to it that I know of.
Under the rules, abstentions are not counted. They need not be reported.
But they can be, right?
They can be.
Exactly. Okay.
If they appear in the minutes and a member objects,
then they
the objection will be considered at that time.
Mm-hmm. That's their point of personal privilege?
The members recognize for point of personal privilege?
Yeah, I may not be may not get back on the call before you guys are done. It's midnight here. But I wanted to thank you for your excellent sharing and to thank Ted and Mary for the help in getting this motion into a more acceptable condition.
Thank you, Serene. The next item on the agenda is the Subcommittee on Promoting Member Participation in Delegate Elections. But the item after that is more time sensitive.
Point of personal privilege.
Don is recognized for point of personal privilege.
In keeping with the comments that were just made, I want to commend Carolyn Burden of New York for actually putting this forward. I think it was a major initiative for the committee, and I thank her for actually putting out the original motion.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and point of personal privilege, this is LaVarne. I also commend Carolyn Burden for...
I can't hear you, LaVarne.
I'm sorry. I also commend Carolyn Burden for working very diligently to get this motion in, and we certainly appreciate your work, and we certainly appreciate your patience in getting...
I can't hear
her. Oh, you can't hear me?
Maybe it's my own hearing. I just can't hear what you're saying for some reason.
Oh, I just said I also commend Carolyn Burden for the work and also for her patience getting this motion in. So thank you, Carolyn. And thanks the committee for...
for voting for it.
Thank you.
I do believe we owe Terry a great debt of gratitude for steering us through these turbulent waters. Thank you very much, Terry. You did a wonderful job.
You're welcome. Can we continue with the agenda?
I'd like to add my voice to those of which have already been said in appreciation of Carolyn Burden and also of Terry Goodman's work here tonight.
Thank you.
The next item is the Subcommittee on Promoting Member Participation in Delegate Elections. Is there a report from that committee?
This is Carol Wolf. Can I be recognized?
You are on that committee. You are recognized.
Actually, I think I agreed to convene the group to work on that, and I've not done that, and never have agreed to take that. I just don't have time to do it, and I'm very sorry, but at this point, I think I need to not necessarily withdraw from the committee, but withdraw from any leadership role on that committee, on that subcommittee.
Is there another member of the committee who is willing to serve as its chair and convener?
Point of information, didn't Harrison offer to co-chair that with Carol? I'm sorry he's not on the list, but he called me at one point to discuss the possibility and the mechanism for setting up a conference call. So perhaps
with that information, is there any objection to appointing Harrison Weil as chair of this committee or subcommittee?
We don't know if he's willing. Should we have a backup in case he can't do it?
Well, actually, the members were appointed to the committee in the following order: Carol Wolf, Harrison Weil, Serene Roberts, Ted Weisgall, and LaVarne. No, LR. Who's LR?
I think.
Well, anyway.
Maybe that was a mistake.
By default, Harrison Weil would be chair of the committee unless he withdraws. Because
Mr.
of the
chair,
order in which members were appointed.
Mr. Chair?
Go
Mr.
ahead.
Ted, may I speak?
Yes.
The agenda item reads, RE motion passed July 16th of 06. I'll paraphrase it. That local election supervisors hold open meetings, keep minutes, and post everything publicly. I don't understand why this subcommittee has to even meet. It's that's a pretty clear motion. That kind of stuff is not happening here in Houston, and I think it needs to be forwarded to the national board for their their stamp of approval.
Mr. Chair, a point of information, Mary Berg.
Go ahead, Mary.
I hadn't noticed that, but my recollection is there are two different things here. That was a motion that was put forth and passed, but the subcommittee was a different thing. They look connected here, but I think that's a misprint. Is it not?
I think you are correct, and that we have already disposed of the subcommittee business and can proceed to the item that Ted just mentioned.
Well, we don't know who LR is, and actually, I would like to volunteer for that committee as well because lately I've had some ideas about it.
Is there any objection to Mary Berg joining this committee?
Not at all.
LR? Is that you, Yvonne?
That may have been a typo.
No,
I copy pasted this from another.
Well, I'll check that out.
Agenda. So.
What is the charge of this committee if it's not that motion number three or RE?
To get members to vote.
If I may clarify this.
Go ahead.
The problem was, as Ted pointed out, that these things were not being done, and this committee was going to, I believe, help do that. So member participation perhaps was a euphemism, as I recall, for...
Are you saying it relates to the motion that appeared below it in the agenda?
I believe so. I believe my recollection is that it's been some time now. But I think the fear was that people were not being informed, and therefore if they were informed and minutes were posted and meetings were public, et cetera, they would become more involved. And that was the connection.
Okay. Well, in either case, Member Weisskull's suggestion that this motion be forwarded on to the PMB is in order at this time.
Isn't that point of information, but isn't that an automatic, that once a motion is passed, it automatically goes to the PMB? I mean,
yeah.
It'd be crazy for us to have to vote, and if it failed, what then?
Yes, this should be in the Elections Committee's next report to the PMB if it was not in the last one.
It would probably, I haven't looked, but it was probably in the report for that quarter, which is this quarter, I guess.
And if this committee is associated with this resolution, then it can bring forward recommendations towards enforcement if the PMB has adopted it.
Let me suggest to the committee that I will send myself an email with all of this right now, and I will draft something. I've given a whole lot of thought to the need for greater member participation, and I will send it to all of the members that are listed here, plus Mary, you wanted to be on this committee?
Mm-hmm, and I'll find out who. I'm looking up the minutes
here. So I'll draft something, hopefully in the next 2 weeks, and it'll be a committee, a sub-subcommittee of one, and you can weigh in on it after I draft something and advance it. But I've given a lot of thought to how we can get greater member participation in the whole operation of Pacifica, which would translate into delegate elections. Is that, and then can we move on and go home? Or sleep.
Thanks.
Or something.
Mr. Chair, I will, we don't have to wait, I guess, while I do, but I'm going to check the minutes from July 16th to see who the LR was and what the connection of the motion was.
Yeah. So I'll give you advance permission to interrupt the business when you have that answer.
Okay.
And let's proceed with the next item of business.
Carol Wolf, I have to leave the call now. Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. At a certain point, the committee needs a majority of a quorum in order to pass any resolution. Do we have that number present?
I think we do.
We have five people. We had eight on the last vote.
Yes, we do. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, let's proceed then.
This
is the motion I am proposing. Because the Governance Committee is considering the motion from, I believe, 2003, a proposed maybe it was 2004, a proposed amendment to the Pacifica bylaws regarding the adjustment of election timelines. That motion, as put forward by the required number of directors, combined an adjustment to the timeline with a shortening of the delegate nomination period, or in other words, the period by during which candidates could solicit signatures. And I believe that that caused the eventual failure of the proposed amendment and added the complexity of the possibility of a change in elections timeline not requiring membership approval, while a shortening of the delegate nomination time could be interpreted as affecting basic membership rights and still requiring membership approval. So the purpose of this resolution is, in its reexamination of the proposed adjustment to the election timelines, we are recommending that the governance committee separate those two issues so they can be treated independently, and that one doesn't prevent the adoption of the other. The reason for a requirement in the adjustment of election timelines is so that proposed bylaws amendments and the delegate election rankings can appear on a single ballot. There are in the bylaws specific timelines for proposed amendments as the number of days after they're voted on by the PMB and the delegates that could potentially require Pacifica to send out a separate ballot because it is a few days before the delegate ballots go out. So the text of the proposed resolution is, whereas bylaws amendments that may materially and adversely affect a member's rights as to voting or transfer require membership approval, and whereas changes are needed in the Pacifica elections timeline so as to facilitate the consolidation onto a single ballot, proposed bylaws amendments requiring such approval and the ranking of delegate candidates, resolved that the PMB Election Committee recommends to the PMB Governance Committee that any proposed amendment that may require membership approval, such as one shortening the delegate candidate nomination period, be offered separately from any proposed amendment adjusting the overall elections timeline. Is there any objection to this resolution?
No, I can't think of it. No. It makes perfect sense.
Okay, hearing no objection, the motion is adopted, and we move.
Okay, Mr. Chair?
Yes. And,
okay, I did find this in the minutes here. And I found who L.R. is. It was Les Radke.
Oh.
And it was
Harrison
right. Wiles' motion, as amended in discussion, that a subcommittee be appointed to come up with ideas to generate membership enthusiasm for the upcoming elections so as to minimize the risk of quorum failure. Input from GMs and the ED is encouraged, since eventual buy-in will be critical, but it's recognized that such participation may not be possible prior to the subcommittee's report at the next EC meeting, due to management's focus on other priorities, especially budget preparation. This was approved without objection. And appointed without objection to the committee, Carol Wolf, and she would be the convener, Harrison Wiles, Reed Roberts, Ted Weiskow. National Election Supervisor Les Radke will also be asked to participate. Committee members will be notified of any subcommittee teleconference on list so that they may attend. Then, there, as a separate, Serene Roberts, move to add diversity to the list. Oh, that's a different thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So that is that. And the subcommittee was not given a name. That's just what it was. Now then, Ted Weiskow's motion, as amended in discussion, was a totally separate thing. The election committee recommends that the local election supervisors hold open meetings, keep minutes, including membership, member attendance and decisions, and post them where they can be accessed publicly. So those are two different things.
Okay.
Two different motions.
Well,
it was also passed.